Well, fairly or unfairly, it is not and will never again be a Mayo Monday as the New England Patriots part ways with Gerard Mayo after one season. And Robert Kraft will address that and other things coming up at 1. You'll hear that here live. We're going to get to They Said It coming up in just about 15 minutes.
If I may interject briefly.
Yes.
I have an idea.
Blind squirrel nut. But go ahead. Yes.
Ooh.
You have an idea?
I do.
Okay.
To never hear about your sourdough again. No.
Oh.
What do you mean?
I'm excited about the sourdough.
We named the sourdough starter yesterday.
Oh.
I don't know if you saw that name on my Instagram or not.
I haven't checked.
Sean, did you like the name?
Greg.
DMs and I named our sourdough bread starter Sir Bread Zeppelin.
Wow.
Curtis.
Okay. It's been 8.5 years.
You need to start drinking again. Stop with the dry January.
Now, when you really think about it, Greg and Lindsay created a living culture through love together.
We did.
You basically have a new child.
You guys were talking about it the whole time.
Well, yeah. I mean, Lindsay was saying, you know, I'm a single mom. I'm going to have to feed the starter while Greg's at work.
Well, yeah. She was claiming that she's a single parent because she has to feed the starter every morning. And I guess, Curtis, that would make me a bread beat dad. Is that correct?
I want to go home.
That's a good one.
I mean this sincerely. I think Lynn's is ready to be a mom. James loves her. She was very outgoing.
Settle down, kid. Settle down.
I hate to say it to Brees.
Didn't you have an idea?
I have an idea.
Yes.
For me to leave early.
Yes.
Everybody be happier. However, the real idea is at our first meeting in this building before the great Greg Hill Show on EEI began, there was something you guys used to do where people would leave messages that we discussed as a potential thing to come across, and it's kind of never gone on.
Hill mail?
Yes.
Voicemail messages on the old show, yes.
That is correct. So on our app at Odyssey, there is now a way in which you can record a message, I think a minute or less.
Ew.
And it might be a good day to roll that out with people reacting to Mayo's firing.
Okay.
I don't. Sean may know better about how to describe it, but
yeah. So if you just open the app, there is an icon, just a microphone icon, in the center of your screen when you click on WEEI.
Oh, there it is. Yep. If you're watching the show on Twitch or YouTube, good job, Mitch, the man in black. So that's it right there. You just send a voice message, and you can record your message. If you don't have time to call, or you want to compose your thoughts, you want to try to get off a funny. And it's a good day because of the Gerard Mayo firing. So then we will get the best ones and play them back.
That would be the hope.
Okay.
So leave a message there and you can listen later to hear it on the show.
Okay. You want to call that Hill Notes or something like that? Or
works for me. Anything that's away from sourdough bread.
It's a voice note. Okay. All right. So you, for those of you that have downloaded the app, and that's the way in which you listen from time to time, all you have to do is click on that little microphone, send a voice message, compose it, think about it, put it together, send it over, and then you can hear yourself. And I'm guessing during the 9 o'clock hour is when we will do that, Curtis.
That would work for me.
Give people time. All right. Excellent. Great idea.
Thank you.
Curse words.
For once. All right. So we have leads left. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. A couple numbers for you. From 1994 until 2023, Robert Kraft hired two people to be head coach. In 1 year, he fired two. 30 years, two hires. 1 year, two fires. The Patriots have 51 regular season losses in the 5 years since Tom Brady left. From the years 2006 through 2019, they had 50. What you're seeing is the very slow realization that the Krafts may be well-meaning, well-intended, incredibly philanthropic, all of that. They don't know a damn thing about actually winning football games. They hired a great coach, they had the GOAT as their quarterback, and they won 6 Super Bowls. But walking into the stadium yesterday, that felt like something 50 years ago. The entire aura of what this place was is gone. And to me, I know it may be wrong, it likely won't work as well as I hope, but a guy like Vrabel that was the epitome of Patriot. A defensive guy that was brought in after he failed with the Steelers, was a Swiss Army knife as a linebacker, was catching touchdown passes in Super Bowls, a guy that every teammate, Wiggy included, says got along with most people in the room, well-liked. He is, I think, the next best hope to get back to where the Patriots once were.
Yeah, could not agree more. Like, let's go.
Yeah.
So I hope what are they waiting for?
I hope he wants the job.
Huh? 1 o'clock
I mean, you
got to
interview. You got to have some perfunctory interviews or whatever with other people, but then let's go. All right, Curtis, great lead. Thank you. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. Kind of bouncing off of Curtis's lead there. I'm not going to sit here and dance on somebody's grave. Like, I think so many people were celebrating Gerard Mayo's firing yesterday, and I understand it, but it's still somebody losing their job. I don't care how much money they made in a year. It's still, you know, I think that that's bad karma. But I want to give credit to Robert Kraft, because I think going into the end of this season, I thought there was no way that he was going to fire Gerard Mayo because of an ego situation. He was nervous what that would look like on him after he unfortunately told media that he had picked Gerard Mayo 5 years ago. Reading his statement after, when he said, quote, "I have always considered myself and my family as custodians of a public asset. We have tremendous fans who expect and deserve a better product than we have delivered in recent years. I apologize for that." He does put the blame on himself. He put his ego aside and he took the public outcry and decided to actually listen to the fans instead of just focus on getting into the Hall of Fame or whatever future plans he has. And for that, he deserves credit. I also think that that line sums up exactly when this decision, nail in the coffin, was. And that was Jelani Tavai, unfortunately, on Friday. I think it was a mix of Vrabel interviewing. Was that Friday as well? Vrabel's interview. Vrabel interviewing on Friday, Jelani talking about the fans and seeing just how upset that made so many people. I think that was a perfect storm for him to make the decision to let go of Gerard Mayo. I'm sad that Gerard Mayo's gone, because I really thought that, you know, maybe another season he would do better. I also think that he was maybe set up to fail. But the public wanted a change. Instead of Robert Kraft just talking the talk, he's walking the walk.
All right, Courtney, thank you very much. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So as we enter into 2025 in this new year, the question that I have is, all this means nothing unless they're willing to change at the top. And just because you fire Mayo and you hire to make the biggest decision of the football team moving forward, the question becomes, do we hire a guy that has had experience before as a head coach in Mike Vrabel, or do we go down the same road that we went down with Mayo, and do we bring in a guy that doesn't have the experience but that we feel like is young, innovative, could change the culture and do some things, i.e. a Ben Johnson type of player, Ben Johnson type of coach, because he's somebody who has no head coach experience either. The decision that the Crafts have to make moving forward is going to be the biggest decision in franchise history moving forward, because we now see where we need to get to as an organization. But it doesn't mean anything if you hire Ben Johnson or if you bring in Mike Vrabel, if you're not willing to say, here's what we need to do to put pieces in play. Here's the guys that we need to get in free agency. Here are the trades that we might need to get for disgruntled players. If you're not willing to do all those things, I hate to say it, I think Vrabel's a great guy, but if Vrabel was coaching this team this year, maybe you got 4 or 5, 6 wins. You're still a team that is in disarray. Maybe the culture's a little bit different. It's about what the Crafts are willing to do when it comes to helping
top.
Whoever the coach is.
And you're talking about Elliot Wolf.
Yeah, well, Elliot Wolf.
Are you talking about them? About Robert and Jonathan as
I'm
well?
I'm talking about Robert, Jonathan. If they're giving the power to Elliot Wolf, then Elliot Wolf saying, okay, here, what do you need, Mike Vrabel? And if it is burn some cash, we're willing to do that. Yeah. If it's not, it doesn't matter who the coach is. You're going to run into the same problems that we ran into this year.
All right, Wiggy. Great lead. Thank you very much. I'm going to pivot for a moment and offer congratulations to our governor, Maura Healey, because for the first time ever, Massachusetts, our beloved state, has broken into the top 5 when it comes to the states that the most people moved away from.
Yes! All right. Awesome.
United Van Lines determines this statistically every year, and Massachusetts has vaulted into the top five.
Yes.
So, and we're in good company. Number one is California.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have New York.
Yep.
Massachusetts, I think, is fifth. California, New York, Illinois, and New Jersey.
What do they all have in common?
I would say there's a higher rate of taxation.
Yep. There might be a certain ideology that runs the government in all those states.
I would say there is a cost of living, exorbitant. The cost of living can be very
ridiculous.
High here.
Can be. It is. I mean, let's be honest.
I would say it was weather, but, I mean, California has great weather, so it can't be that.
Mm. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe it's the
cost of living. That is it. You can go down anywhere, basically from Maryland down, and you can live good for, you know, a relatively good price. And that's what it is. I mean, can you see some of the rents that they have around here? Like the houses? Like, seriously?
No,
it's going to cost you $900,000 to buy a fixer-upper that was built in the 1900s? Stop it.
All right. Well, we're number five.
Woo-hoo!
So congratulations. Room to grow. Congratulations, Massachusetts. All right. Those are our leads. We're going to get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend next. There's a lot to get to. We may need double They Said It this morning. So we'll get to that next, including what Tyreek Hill said yesterday. He wants out of the MIAO, Wiggy, as we call it.
The Chiefs really miss him.
We will get to that and the rest of They Said It coming up next. Courtney right now with what is trending.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Patriots win their season finale against the Bills 23-16. Drake May got the start, but was quickly taken out for Joe Milton, who completed 22 of 29 passes for 241 yards and a touchdown. This win does drop the Patriots from the first overall pick in the draft to the fourth.
Said they were able to give Drake May one more sack behind that offensive line yesterday.
Got Von Miller a ton of money, though.
Yeah, you did get him paid. What a joke to go. People don't realize the magnitude of going from one to four and what that meant for the franchise. Because clearly you knew you were going to trade down. And one of those teams that were in on a quarterback, whether it was the Giants, whether it was Tennessee.
They were going to give you a haul. You would have got a haul.
Yep.
Now you get one guy.
Yep. Now you got to figure out what do you do at number four. I know what I would do, but we'll see. I guess see what they do. I'd go get Abdul Qadir, the defensive end edge rusher from the Penn State Nittany Lions. That's who I'd go get.
All right. The big news did come just an hour after the win when it was announced that Gerard Mayo was fired after just one season. In part, Kraft released a statement saying, quote, "For me personally, this was one of the hardest decisions I have ever made." There are reports that Alex Van Pelt is also on the outs, but nothing has been confirmed there yet. We'll hear from Robert Kraft today at 1 p.m. in his press conference. And we now know the playoff schedule starting on Saturday at 4:30. We have the Chargers at Texans. Then at 8, we have Steelers at Ravens. On Sunday at 1, the Broncos are in Buffalo at 4:30. The Packers at Eagles, and at 8, Commanders at Bucks. Monday Night Football, we'll see the Vikings at the Rams. The Bruins fell to the Islanders at home in overtime yesterday, 5-4 the final. Pasta did his best to keep them in this one. He scored 2 goals in the loss. They're off now until tomorrow. And the Celtics fell to the Thunder on the road yesterday, 105-92. Jason Tatum led the way with a double-double with 26 points and 10 rebounds. They take on the Nuggets tomorrow night. And go outside and play in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive to keep your adventuring, to keep you adventuring all winter long. SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It feels like 10 degrees in Boston, cooler in the suburbs. It's freezing all week, the afternoon high in the 20s.
Well, it didn't take long, about an hour after the end of yesterday's game, Robert Kraft fired Gerard Mayo, one and done for Gerard Mayo as a head coach with the New England Patriots, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Maybe the text message came mid-game. Like, I need to see afterwards for 15 minutes.
Mid-show from Ken, never a good sign. By the way, just quickly before we get back to sports and all sports, your lead was great today about the departure and how Massachusetts has the fifth most in the nation.
Yeah, well, people leaving the state.
Yep. Yeah. The city of Boston residents are paying for that because all those taxes have left. I just got my real estate tax.
Yeah.
Holy crap, that thing jumped.
Oh, really? It went up.
Oh, my God.
It never goes down.
No.
No.
When it comes to taxes, you never pay less.
No.
I've noticed that.
Only one direction.
Death and taxes, guarantee.
We will talk to Boomer Esiason in a half an hour. About Gerard Mayo and the current state of the New England Patriots. So, Boomer coming up at 8. This is Chuck from New Hampshire. Hey, Chuck.
Good morning, guys. Love your show. And I just want to ask you guys something, give you like two questions. If you had the lesser of two evils, Bob Kraft and Jerry Jones, which one would you play for? And... I know that sounds silly, but I mean, it's just because of the way it goes on. But Mr. Kraft didn't show a lot of class yesterday in what he did. I mean, I thought he was going to come back and at least give Mayo one more year. I thought this year might have been he would have gotten a pass.
Yeah.
And at least give him another year. But it's not what I expect. I don't think too many Patriot fans thought that was going to happen yesterday.
No. My expectation that if it was going to happen, it would happen today or happen later in the week.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't think he'd be coming back, did you?
No, I mean, you know what? I didn't want him to. I was pretty clear about that. But I thought that Robert Kraft had put himself out there and for some reason felt the need to tell everybody that he identified him as the savior 5 years ago. So I
the piece of advice I would offer to whoever replaces Gerard Mayo and whoever's in as the GM, if it's not Elliot Wolf, is to not waste time telling people what you will be and what you won't be and just do it. Like, don't get to the combine and talk about how great the vibes are. Don't besmirch the name of the guy that preceded you. Just do your job, and if you win, people will praise you.
This is Alex from Florida. Hey, Alex.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
So I guess I would ask a question about the direction of this team, because I would more so feel like a resolution type of thing. You know, it is what it is. That was extremely incompetent yesterday. It just makes it feel like whatever Mr. Kraft says, you're not really going to trust what he says. You know, I thought he was better than that, but, you know, it is what it is. Do you think this direction of this team goes more towards a leader like Vrabel, or do you think that you try to unlock Drake May with somebody like Ben Johnson, or do you just go with the best head coach possible?
Mm. Well, Curtis said that earlier you get a course correction oftentimes. So maybe they feel like things were amok. The players had run amok.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the driving factor, the driving force behind this. And so you go with somebody like Vrabel, who is, I guess, theoretically more of a disciplinarian or somebody who's going to hold guys accountable.
Right.
Well, because what a headache all season long. What came out of that locker room was terrible. It was headline after headline that had nothing to do with games, just about guys talking about being upset or not liking how things are going, and then all the walking back. Like, the Krafts were probably really mad after Belichick when the report at the end of the season with Karen Garigi and that great article came out after about the dysfunction in the locker room. But at least during the season, it was held inside.
Right.
Now, this was a complete swing where we all knew about it the entire season. That Krafts need to find a guy that keeps everything back behind closed doors.
Right, but the caller makes a good point, and Shime always kind of talks about this because he's kind of one of the new age thinkers of when it comes to football.
A nerd, it's okay.
Please. Yeah,
he was the only one that said we were going to know Monday morning about Gerard being out.
That is correct.
Even if you hire Vrabel, then the biggest thing becomes, because what do you know you have? You know you have the young, talented quarterback. Then the question becomes with Vrabel is, okay, who is the offensive coordinator that you then hire to work with Drake May? And then you got to ask yourself this question, or we got to ask this question as we sit there as fans and go, does Mike Vrabel have the power to hire that guy, or is Elliot Wolf somebody who's still in the room who's going, well, here's some of the candidates I like.
They cannot keep Elliot Wolf around.
He's here.
I understand that, but you got to clean house.
But he's here.
And why didn't they do that yesterday, Greg? Why did they basically issue a statement to reporters to report that AVP or that Elliot Wolf is safe? Why would they do that?
You want to hear my conspiracy theory?
Anyway? Yes, yes.
Elliot Wolf's father is Ron Wolf. I don't know who comprises the people on the Veterans Committee that vote on whether or not an owner is in the Hall of Fame, but my guess is Ron Wolf is somewhat influential in that world, as he is an executive who is enshrined in the Hall of Fame.
Well, that's just not good business. Right. If that's
no, you're asking to be bad.
I'm not saying it's wise.
Mm-hmm.
I think the reason why people support the Vrabel hire is because even when he was a player, he called out the Crafts.
Yes.
So he's not going to come in here in this. We all know if you fail twice as a head coach, unlikely to get the third opportunity. Vrabel must succeed, and he won't come here and be a wallflower and just sit back and say nothing.
Right, right. And that I agree with, because I didn't play with Mayo, so I don't know what Mayo's personality was as a player. I know what Vrabel's was as a player. And Vrabel's not holding his tongue for anybody. But if you're telling me that the Crafts wanted to move on from Belichick because they didn't want anybody that maybe bucked the system a little bit or pushed back a little bit on whatever the conversation was, you are now going to hire a guy in Mike Vrabel.
Well, don't you think maybe they learned their lesson? Like, maybe they touched the hot stove and figured out that you need somebody like Mike Vrabel?
Most kids touch the hot stove multiple times before they really learn?
They wanted to take their team back,
mm-hmm.
Okay? We want to take our team back. How did that work?
Not good.
Not good.
I think you're right.
I mean...
Jonathan, your hands on the stove.
But I don't think that means they're just going to give it back up again, though, Greg.
They're not dumb.
Right. No.
But Shime's right. They're not just going to give that back up. And I think the biggest question is, there are so many people that were like, all right, Mayo was the guy before they hired him. And I think a lot of the problem, where I think it's different with Vrabel, is we've seen Vrabel as a head coach. So we know what Vrabel can do. The question becomes, do you pass on one of those potential Shime guys,
yeah,
which is the new Kevin O'Connell, Sean McVay, Johnson?
There's Ben Johnson. There's, if you want to go old school, you go John Gruden.
Liam Cohen down in Tampa is another name that's circulating.
Can we just revisit the dumb comment or the crap? Nobody here thinks the Crafts are stupid. We all agree.
No.
But billionaires have blind spots, because people don't tell them what they need to hear because they're a billionaire. It happens. People make bad decisions that are very wealthy or very powerful all the time because they don't have to look in the mirror.
Yeah.
So the reality of all of this is that ever since they began the Dynasty docuseries, there was a true effort to delegitimize the work of Bill Belichick and build up his replacement, instead of just focusing on why things went wrong.
Right.
It became personal, and the team suffered.
It becomes about credit.
Right.
Like, I mean, that's what you're saying, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know what? The best thing that happened yesterday is that there was actual accountability.
Mm.
Because Robert Kraft firing Gerard Mayo removed any and all doubt that he was wrong to hire him in the first place.
Yeah, it might have did that, but it still doesn't mean that Robert is going to now instantly go, and you know what?
Well, I think
we're going to open up the playbook. Well, the checkbook.
I think that he may have realized the mistake, and that you have to at some point sit back and look at where the credit goes. And not what are you? I notice your gesture.
He got, and listen, he got you sheep eaten out of the palm of his hand.
True.
Bobby Houdini has done it again.
People get into, when people are in the situation that he and others are in.
Right.
They start to think that their own farts don't stink.
Hmm.
And so you can have an adjustment and change your approach.
What's the adjustment?
What if the sourdough doesn't like the smell of your gas?
We can make cinnamon sourdough. We can, from our starter,
wow,
we can make all kinds of flavored sourdoughs.
Like a jalapeno cheddar.
Yes,
I see that
anything
one.
Anything we want.
Did you start listening to Coldplay soon after?
I wanted to make the sourdough.
Yeah.
Like, Shime started off telling me on Friday that I was whipped.
Yeah, well,
yeah, you are.
That's the only reason.
Shime,
I
saw Greg yesterday, and he goes, "We are so excited to be here."
Who does that? What man sits there and goes, oh, I cannot wait to make sourdough with my lady, and there's a whole process, and we got to name the sourdough?
Someone who wants to make his significant happy.
Stop it.
Yeah.
We talked about
Santos. Ways to do that than make bread.
You don't have to have gluten.
We talked about Santos balls being in the purse.
Oh, get out of here.
Man, you're
I do whatever I want. It's winter. It's January.
No.
I'm doing dry January. What man would not want to spend a nice Sunday afternoon making a sourdough bread starter?
Nuts have been completely dipped in, I don't know, gold.
Let's call it what it is. Greg took a video of Lindsay doing this. Greg's going to benefit from the sourdough end product.
Correct.
It takes a long time just to make some bread. Yeah. You just go to the store and buy some.
The first time it takes a long time.
Who does this, Courtney?
It could have gotten without the bread zeppelin.
No, this is not a man thing. Listen, I hate to be the old, hey, I'm a man, spit, you know, grab my crotch, but no man is making sourdough and sitting it on a drug scale to figure out how much yeast we have in there.
I'm the least masculine person in Boston, and even I think this is a little odd.
Come on, this is his nuts have been. They haven't been put in her purse. They're hung on her purse.
Yeah. They're in a Louis Vuitton.
No cap.
Stop it, man.
There it is.
It's also, Greg, something that would really endanger dry January. That looks really boring. What else do you do when you're bored?
That is our offspring, Bread Zeppelin.
Yes, and you named it.
Our first child.
Oh, yeah. My God.
I want to go home.
We lost Greg, man.
Our first child. I swear
getting
to God.
The scale and everything was impressive. I didn't think you guys were going that far.
We had to get the scale. Well, we have to feed that thing every day.
Every 12 hours.
Every 12 hours it has to be.
Finally a scale Greg was happy to see.
Your man card has been revoked.
Yeah.
It is gone.
Please, as somebody says in the Twitch chat, let the man cook.
Yeah.
All right.
We're all whipped. Let's get honest, but damn.
Bread Zeppelin is the starter. God in heaven. I liked it when this was sports.
Let's get back to sports, please. This is Andy from Hudson. Hey, Andy.
Good morning, Greg. How are you, brother?
What's up?
I don't think anything is going to turn around. I like Mike Vrabel as a coach. He'd be the type of coach I would want to coach my team. But you just said it a few minutes ago. The Crafts took their team back. And to have a good, successful franchise nowadays, you need a good draft because with the salary cap, and you don't have a guy like Brady anymore who used to take reduction in salary to make sure the team could get the other needs. They've never been a good drafting team, even with Belichick. Belichick was known for finding the guys that still had stuff left in the tank and building his teams and Super Bowls that way. I think this is just a disaster that is not going to get better anytime soon. The last owner that did it the right way was Jack Kent Cook down in Washington. He hired Charlie Cassidy, and he had Joe Gibbs as a coach, and he got out of the way. And the Crafts aren't going to do that, so you're going to be in for a lot more problems. This thing's not going to get fixed in the next few years. This thing is a long, long way from being fixed.
Yeah. Well, they definitely set themselves back with that win yesterday.
Yep.
That was tragic.
Horrible. But then I think then it goes to...
And you don't think that part of the issue is Robert Kraft or Jonathan told them to lose that game and they didn't lose it?
I think everybody and their mama knew to lose that game. I don't think no one has to tell anybody.
You think Gerard Mayo knew it?
I think he did know it.
He didn't seem like he knew it.
Well, no.
If he knew he was getting fired, that's a final FU to the Crafts on your way out.
You can't underestimate what having the exact same record as the greatest coach of all time had with that team. That is something that is good for Gerard Mayo's, defense.
If he knew he was on the way out, you don't think he wanted to win his last game as a head coach to show that whoever might hire him next that he's
of course.
Got.
Of course. Yeah.
That's why you don't let him there.
And I'd want to do it for spite. If I know I'm on the way out, okay, I'm going to win this game or I'm going to do my best to try to win this game. So you guys go from the number one overall pick down to the number four and I'm going to kind of jerk you as I go out the door.
Right.
But I also drop it on Alex Van Pelt's plate. It's third and eight. Don't give Joe Milton the opportunity to throw the football and then use his athletic ability to run. Hand the ball off to somebody. Let them get tackled. Punt. Don't kick field goals. go for it on fourth down.
This is Tim from my adopted home continent of Maine. Hello, Tim.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? What's up, Mego? Courtney.
Hi.
Wrong show.
What's up?
I'm calling the call out Wiggy on some sourdough.
Yeah.
Because he's got a little BS going on right now.
Yeah.
Chef for 25 years, baker for the last five. I'm in the process of making 72 sourdough bagels right now. Yeah. I've got 5 gallons of sourdough at home, and I do bread almost every weekend. Yeah.
Tim.
It's
Tim.
Very manly.
Hold on, no. Hold on. Don't hang up on Tim.
It's his job.
He's a baker.
Tim,
if you're a baker, I got no issues with it. Greg is not a baker.
It's the most manly thing one can
do. No, stop it.
Yep.
No.
It's like going out back and killing a cow to eat.
No.
It's the same thing.
It's not even close to the same thing.
No, it isn't. Right. If you're a florist, okay, I get that you want to get into doing some flowers.
Well, now you're shaming florists?
No, I said if that's what you do, I get that.
Wiggy loves a good botanist.
You are not a baker. You are basically, look at you on Twitch.
And Wiggy knows baking.
You are basically just doing what your lady tells you to do.
Yeah. Oh,
look at that. I'm very into it.
No, look at your face. You're like, God damn, man, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
What the hell am I
think he's thinking of the final product.
He's excited
about that.
He's thinking, I can't believe this is what's become of me.
Is it January 31st yet?
He's thinking in his mind, are you really recording me right now? What the hell? Everybody's going to think, what is going on here? And we named it?
We named it.
You used to be a guy who got listeners to eat your gallbladder stones. Right. Now you have a starter kit and you're bragging about it.
Wow. It's called finding your soulmate.
Yeah.
Sourdough bread.
Don't
your
let
soulmate?
Them come at you. If Talina ever said to Wiggy, "We're making sourdough,"
I'd be like,
"Wiggy'd say, yes, ma'am."
No, I wouldn't. Courtney,
tell me what I gotta do.
No, I wouldn't. And she'll tell you. If you ever said, "Hey, we're making sourdough," I'm like, "Hey,
I would
babe,
love to get her on the phone right now."
I'd be like, "Babe, listen, I love you, but I'm not making no sourdough."
Yeah, right.
No,
Wiggy would go to the store and buy the ingredients.
Exactly,
and then she'd take over.
Yeah. Stop it.
We gotta take a break. Up next, we'll get to They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just gonna say it.
All right, before we get to They Said It, and then Boomer Esiason will join us in about 10 minutes at 8. Wiggy, is Matt Light a real man? Former New England Patriots offensive lineman,
yeah.
Matt Light, is he a real man?
Yep.
His lovely wife, Susie,
everyday
listener of this program,
yes,
just sent me a text on the personal text machine and says that oftentimes Susie will be going out with friends.
Uh-huh.
Matt Light will stay home to stretch and fold. Her sourdough starter.
Nailed it.
I would have to say to and I love Susie. She's got Matt Light's securely his balls securely put in her purse.
Because
if he's staying home and stretching,
takes a real man to stretch somebody's sourdough.
And then he
knows where his bread is buttered.
But then again, you know, and as I've met and talked to Susie, that could be code for something else. Stretching the sourdough.
Maybe it is. All right, where are we beginning this morning, Sean?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Tyreek Hill, fellow member of the AFC East. After yesterday's loss to the Jets, had this to say about his future with the Miami Dolphins.
I don't even know, bro. You know, this is my first time I haven't been in the playoffs, man. So, I mean, for me, like I said, man, I just got to do what's best for me and my family, dog. If that's here or that's wherever the case may be, man, I'm finna open that door for myself, dog. I'm opening the door. Like I'm out, bro. You know, so it was great playing here, but, you know, at the end of the day, bro, I got to do what's best for, you know, for my career and, you know, what's best. Because I'm too much of a competitor to be, you know, just out there.
Mean you thinking about leaving here?
Okay.
He has to do what's best for his family, and it's a big family.
Let's go.
So he has a lot of mouth to feed. Mm-hmm. And so,
all right.
You say let's go.
He's a competitor. You wouldn't want Tyreek Hill with Drake May? I mean, a guy that you can throw a slant to and he can go 80 yards like it's nothing. A guy that's explosive that you can utilize in so many different ways. I mean, we talk about, and I know he had a down year and part of it could be with some injuries, but last year he had almost 1,800 receiving yards. Why wouldn't you want a guy like that? We're trying to get as much talent around Drake May into this Patriots organization as possible to put them back in the position of winning. Because guess what? I love Drake May. I think he's going to be a great quarterback. But you no longer have Tom Brady. You don't have the guy who's just going to elevate everybody. And if you don't have that
Somebody had a party to celebrate his departure.
Yeah, if you don't have that guy, if you don't have Patrick Mahomes, you better make sure that you have some legit talent.
How are the traffic regulations here, though? All right, would that be an issue for him?
Well, our cops are way better. They would be like, listen, Tyree, go ahead. Man, get to Gillette.
By the way, unbelievable job on the security yesterday. I don't know if you noticed
it or not. I noticed the same thing.
But they had, and this, I mean, again, we've been talking about it for the last week, but you got to. You just need to keep your head on a swivel because clearly there is concern. They had, when I was leaving the game, before it was over, they had armored cars, armored trucks, and dump trucks blocking the roadways in and out of the stadium because they're clearly concerned about a potential driver type situation like New Orleans. So
I was very impressed.
It was.
And honestly, thank you so much to those people, the men and women that were protecting the stadium yesterday, because as you're leaving, you just take it all for granted.
Yep.
Obviously what happened in New Orleans is fresh and it's top of mind and it's a despicable tragedy what those people had to endure. I just think of the people that know the legitimacy of these threats, but decide to go and stand on a post outside the stadium. Yep. So,
I don't believe I've ever seen that at Gillette where they were blocking the roads like that.
Yeah.
And thank goodness that they were. So that's awesome. All right, what's next, Shine?
Well, let's pivot to another AFC East arrival, if you will. That would be the one and only Aaron Rodgers, whose future seems to be a massive question mark. He was asked about it post-game, and he had a snarky response.
Aaron, Ian Rappaport said this morning, people close to him I know are preparing for the fact that this could be, in fact, be his last game in the NFL. What is your reaction to that?
People said they were close to me?
That Ian talked to, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a relationship with Ian. I'm not sure who does in my circle, but it's probably nobody that's talked to me in the last short while. No offense to Ian, of course.
Do you think he's done?
Yes. No, I don't think so.
You do, Courtney?
Yeah, I do.
His ego's too big to go out like the way he went out.
His sideline interview where he was saying, you know, I'm going to take today and then tomorrow I'm sure I'll talk to some people and I'm going to take my time.
Who's he talking to?
It was a sideline interview.
No, I know, but when he says I'm talking to some people,
I think the organization, he's
going to. Didn't he do the same thing, though, at the end of his tenure with the Green Bay Packers?
Yeah.
And he went on his darkness retreat and came out, and he's like, yep, I'm going to be in New York.
He's just like
Jet.
Brett Favre.
I think this is much different than the time after he left the Packers. He left the Packers hating the Packers. He's basically said the last 2 years have been the best of his career in New York. The way he talks, the way he handles himself, I could be completely off base. I think he's done.
All the way back from the injury, and then things did not go as planned.
Right. He'll use the injury as an excuse for this year.
Maybe he's done.
He'll use the injury as an excuse I needed to be an almost a year and a half removed from the injury. So this year limited me to what I was able to do. But now I feel great. And now next year is going to be the year where where you see the old Aaron Rodgers.
Anything else, Shime?
Yeah, I got another one here from a New England Patriot, Antonio Gibson. When asked about the team being concerned about the number one overall pick, here is how Antonio Gibson responded.
Nobody's out here competing to lose so we can get a pick. We had the season we had, but every week we went out there and we tried to win. We never just let it go because we was like, oh, we're going to get this pick. So, I mean, that's that, But I appreciate the fans all year long. I feel like they show love all year long regardless of the situation. So I appreciate the fans.
No, thanks. And we really appreciate you winning that football game. Thanks.
That ending comment has to be a direct response to Jelani Tavai, correct?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But players don't know about, like, they're not going to go out there and put bad film.
No, I understand that.
On tape just so
but
give
you,
a better spot for the team.
You set the franchise back another couple years.
Yeah, blame
least.
The coaches.
Yeah, that's on the coaches and the GM.
It's all on the coaches.
Don't play the good players.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
Or when you put, or when you get in situations, take the ball out of guys' hands. Like, take the ball out of Joe Milton's hands. When you know he's having a good game, don't call that many pass plays. Just run the football. Run it on 3rd and 8.
Yeah, give the ball to that Jennings guy.
But what a perfect ending to this latest era. And I would even include the final couple years of Bill, because it felt like the Crafts were at least trying to squeeze their way into football. Yesterday, that stadium, empty. The win, empty. The most empty victory of my life as a Patriots fan was yesterday. And the dysfunction, and then immediately after. You can't even wait for Mayo to get home when you have this statement about his firing. Why would you have him meet the media if you're firing him?
Yeah, that's grimy.
All right, well, that is, they said it, a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. And Boomer Esiason will join us next on the firing of Jerod Mayo, on the New England Patriots, and on the rest of the NFL.